BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a parent walking across their toy-filled living room for a glass of water. And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Family room and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Welcome to Destinations. I'm here with Gay Saxon. We just got done with a big, long hike on Mother's Day, the Moosh Trail in Topanga State Park, and we're a little sweaty, but we're ready to talk about her hometown, which is...
Rotorua, New Zealand.
Woohoo! Is it the Northern Island or the Southern
Island? It's in the North Island.
Okay.
In the thermal area of New Zealand.
And the thermal area means what?
A thermal area means that, oh gosh, one of the mountains very close by was an active volcano. There is lots of thermal activity like Yosemite. There are geysers, mud pools, hot pools, all that thermal activity. There's a active volcano off the coast, not far away. And Rotorua is in really a line of volcanic activity that runs through the North Island.
Incredible. Born out of the bowels of the earth. Exactly. The hot stuff. I love it. Now, if I were to go to Rotorua, did I get it right?
Yes.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, yes.
Now, there's also the Italian pronunciation of your hometown.
That would be Rotorua.
Rotorua. Okay. I think I'm better at that. What kinds of things would I put on my adventure list?
Well, there's lots of adventure things to do in Rotorua. My favorite thing to do is a fairly new thing to do, and it's called the Canopy Tour. Oh. And it is a zip line tour that takes you through a reserve that was once completely leafless. There was no canopy, even though it is a reserve, because the leaves had all been destroyed by the invasive species, the bushy-tailed possum, of which there are 37 million of them in New Zealand, and they are eating their way through the forests. So a company got a lease for this reserve, and they made 6 zip line tours. Uh-huh. So you go down one zip line, and it's not flat, it's canyony.
Yeah.
And at each station, there is a board to tell you what is happening at that station. And they have traps, they have set traps for the bushy-tailed possum, because all of the birds also in New Zealand, or most of them, are flightless. And so there's a huge problem with invasive species eating the eggs. So this canopy tour is, it's really fun and it's very interesting. And it's totally private. They get no government funding. Uh-huh. And in 5 years, I think, that you go out there now and the canopy is back.
Awesome.
It's just a wonderful thing. It's not the cheapest thing in the world, but I thought it was the most wonderful new experience to be had in Rotorua.
So it's all zip line.
Yes. And it's not too far out. It's a 10-minute ride out in the van to this reserve.
And you're really, really zipping through the canopy.
Oh, yes. Yes. And there's one zip line where I think you can go, if you're really adventurous, you can go upside down. You know, it's New Zealand. You can do all kinds of adventurous things there.
Let's talk about that, because there are no lawsuits in New Zealand, correct?
Yes, they have something called ACC, and so accident compensation. So it's all, I believe that all the, if you have an accident or something happens, You fall off the zip line, whatever. I think that the ACC takes care of it.
We need that so badly. I mean, New Zealand is so far ahead. I mean, they changed their gun laws in 1 week. It's just incredible.
Oh, but I have something else to say about the possums, remember?
Okay.
So the possums, they have a lovely fur. And originally they were introduced into New Zealand for the fur trade. Uh-huh. But they got out of hand because there are no predators for them at all. They're imported from Australia. They grow twice as big as the Australian possums.
Wow.
So, but the fur they use for yarn that they call possum silk or possum wool or something, and they wind the fur onto a merino yarn and make a lovely, lovely yarn that's like cashmere.
Oh.
And so they, you can buy cardigans, shawls, gloves, hats made out of this wonderful yarn. And it's lovely. It's soft and it's just like cashmere. So, yes.
Don't bother me, darling. I'm under my possum blanket.
Exactly.
Having a tea. So I understand there is a fantastic waterfall that you need to tell me about.
Yes. So the waterfall is called the Kaituna Falls. It's on the Kaituna River, and it's about a 20-minute ride from Rotorua. So you can whitewater raft over this waterfall. It's really fun.
Scary.
It is 7 meters high. That is about 23 feet high, and it is the highest commercially rafted waterfall, I think, in the world. It's class 5 out of 6, I believe. So the rest of the river is just a little ripple here and there, but the falls is really fun. So you get in there, they take you out, you get in the boat, you get your wetsuit on and your life jacket, and away you go. And they get you all hyped up and you start yelling and screaming. And so after about 5 minutes when you're going down the river, then you come to the waterfall. And at the bottom of the waterfall, there's a big pool. It's quite safe, actually. And there are people down there waiting because there is a path down beside the river. And everybody is yelling, flip, flip, flip. So because it's about 50% of the rafts flip and you end up upside down in the water.
Oh, my God.
So there you go. Paddles in, and then put your head down, and then over the waterfall you go. And the first time I did it, you can't open your eyes. Everybody is underwater, but you don't really know it. You go down and the boat completely disappears, apparently.
Wow.
And then 50% of the time, it does flip. So everybody's out of the boat. Fortunately, the ones that I wasn't in never flipped, thank God. So yeah, there you are. It's very fun.
And then you just swim to the top and climb back in the boat.
Oh, I guess so, yeah. But only children under the age, I think, of 13 cannot go.
Okay.
But they can be picked up at the bottom of the waterfall. There's a little key there, a little pier there, and you can go. We did that once and picked up my daughter, who was only 12, and continued on down the river and went over the ripples that were there. It's great fun.
There are some things that we might have lawsuits in this country for, like some sort of big ball that rolls down the hill with child in it.
Oh, yes. So that is, so shall I tell you about the sheep show? The Zorba's opposite that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so outside of my home village of Nongataha, which is about 5 miles around the lake from Rotorua, there is something called the Agrodome, and it's been there for about 40 years, and it's essentially a sheep show. So they tell you about all the different kinds of sheep that they have in New Zealand, and it's actually, it sounds really kind of dumb, but it's very interesting, and they show you how they work the dogs with the sheep there, and they have a chocolate factory there.
Ooh. So they bring each sheep up onto the stage and tell you a little bit about it.
Yes, they have about 20, and they bring each sheep, because some sheep are for meat, some sheep like Prince the Merino sheep is for wool, other sheep are bred for different conditions, wet conditions or swampy conditions, or the conditions in central Otago where it's hot and dry in the summer. So they tell you a little bit about each sheep as they come up onto the stage. And it's fun because then afterwards the little kids get to feed the lambs, and it's a lot of fun.
And then if you have a brave child.
If you're a brave child, you go across the street and there's something called the Zorb. And this is where you can hop in a big plastic ball. It's about, I don't know, 10 feet diameter, and they can even put water in it, and then they roll you down the hill.
But you're separated from the water.
I'm not sure. I've never been in one of these things.
Oh, my gosh.
It goes, it doesn't go down the hill, you know, helter-skelter by itself. It goes on a track. But it's called the Zorb.
I want to do that.
It's
I
very
really
fun.
Do. And then there's another thing that goes down the hill that's probably wouldn't allow in this country.
They have the luge, which goes down a track. And actually, I think they have one, I've been on the one in Breckenridge. And that's fun. You ride this contraption down a concrete trap, and you can... You may go over the edge, I'm not sure. And they also have, this is on the side of Mount Nongataha, you can go drive a four-wheel drive vehicle down the mountain there through a bunch of mud and have fun, and I don't think you'd roll over, but there's a lot of adventurous stuff to do down there.
Excellent time for kids. And then there's fantastic hiking as well.
Oh, there's wonderful hiking. Well, there's lots of hikes in New Zealand, period, but around Rotorua, you can take a nice walk or a longer hike through the redwood forest there. There's a lovely hike on the side of Mount Nongataha. Ngutaha that I didn't actually know about, even though I lived on the side of Mount Ngutaha when I was born there. I've spent my childhood there. It's called the Jubilee Track.
How did you find it?
My neighbors went to New Zealand and they went on a hiking trip and they found it there. So they came back and they said, oh, we went on the Jubilee Track. So it's a track that was actually cut through the virgin forest on the side of Mount Ngutaha many years ago. I think for the Jubilee of Queen Victoria. So it's been there for about 100 years. And it's a beautiful track. The forest is pristine. It has never been logged. So there are these huge native timbers in there. And it's just a lovely track. It's not very difficult. And it's a good hour or two. It's just lovely.
So many lakes in New Zealand as well to hike around.
Yeah, there are a lot of lakes. And in the Rotorua area, there are, I don't know, maybe 8 lakes. Because it's all very, it's actually a caldera. So there's a lot of lakes there.
And a lot of good fishing, as I understand.
Oh, excellent fishing. Yes. I caught trout down there in the Ngutaha stream. That was 8 pounds. I caught a 10-pounder in Lake Rotoiti, rainbow trout. It's famous for its fishing down there.
Now you're making me hungry. So tell me about Eat Street.
Oh, Eat Street. Eat Street is a block of restaurants in on the main street of Rotorua. They have blocked it off and they actually have heated sidewalk there and it's covered over so that you don't get wet when it rains.
Oh my gosh.
And they have Lady Jane's ice cream for a start, Hokey Pokey chocolate dip. And so they have Indian and they have Indonesian? No, I don't think so. Indian, Mexican,
Thai,
all kinds of restaurants there. And there's also a very nice artistic carving studio there where you can buy beautiful Maori carvings, bone, greenstone, and the carvers are right there. And it's not just tourist junk.
Yeah.
It's beautiful art that they're making there. And that's also on Eat Street.
Is that close to the museum?
It's probably about 4 blocks away, 4 or 5 blocks.
Oh, so it's easy walk to this fantastic museum you were telling me
about. It's a pretty easy walk to the museum.
Tell us a little bit about the museum.
Well, the museum is in the government gardens, which by themselves are a lovely place to visit. And it's in an old Tudor building there. And half of the museum is dedicated to the history of Rotorua. It has a lot of information about the Maori legends and the history of the Maori people. And it has a very nice display about the Maori Battalion who fought in the Second World War with great acclaim. One of them won a Victoria Cross during the war, and I like that part of the museum. The other side of the museum is what was the old, we called it the bathhouse. Rotorua was started as a tourist destination in the 1870s and 80s when people were doing their world tour. They would visit Rotorua to take the waters, like they'd go to Germany to take the waters.
Yes.
Except in Rotorua, there were mud baths, mud pools, and there were the famous pink and white terraces on the side of Mount Tarawera. However, in 1886, Mount Tarawera erupted, covered the place with ash and destroyed the terraces. Mm. And they've actually only just found them in the last few years. They have actually located where they are.
Really?
Yeah. They're underneath one of the lakes.
Wow.
So
much to see and do.
Yeah, so there's the bathhouse. Up until the 50s and the 60s, there was a physical therapist there. You could take mud baths. You could do all kinds of interesting things there. But the pipes corroded with all the sulfur and the minerals in the water. And so now it's an interesting museum.
Yeah. Okay, got it. It's a place of the past that you go to.
Right, right.
So finally, because we have some tuna on the grill. That's ready for us. What do we eat when we go to New Zealand? Give me a typical fare.
Well, it sort of depends on where you are. If you're visiting your family, you would get your typical, you know, roast hogget, which is a lamb that's a little older. You would get some roast veggies, and you would hopefully, then your mother might make you a pavlova, which is that meringue with a whipped cream and, berries. But if you were going out, the New Zealand cuisine has become wonderful. All kinds of fresh fish. The beef is lovely. Mm. The vegetables are lovely. And actually, there are cafes everywhere, even in the nurseries. When you go to buy your plants, because, you know, New Zealanders, they love their gardens.
Yes.
So they put these wonderful cafes in the nurseries. They just have lovely food. The coffee is great, except at Starbucks.
Okay.
The coffee is uniformly fabulous.
Gay Saxon, thank you so much for telling us about New Zealand, your hometown, and so much more. We really appreciate you being on the show.
You're very welcome.
So I understand there is a fantastic waterfall that you need to tell me about.
Yes. So the waterfall is called the Kaituna Falls. It's on the Kaituna River, and it's about a 20-minute ride from Rotorua. So you can whitewater raft over this waterfall. It's really fun.
Scary.
It is 7 meters high. That is about 23 feet high, and it is the highest commercially rafted waterfall, I think, in the world. It's class 5 out of 6, I believe. So the rest of the river is just a little weir, a little, you know, ripple here and there, but the falls is really fun. So you get in there, they take you out, you get in the boat, you get your wetsuit on and your life jacket, and away you go. And they get you all hyped up and you start yelling and screaming. And so after about 5 minutes when you're going down the river, then you come to the waterfall. And at the bottom of the waterfall, there's a big pool. It's quite safe, actually. And there are people down there waiting because there is a path down beside the river. And everybody is yelling, flip, flip, flip. So because it's about 50% of the rafts flip and you end up upside down in the water.
Oh, my God.
So there you go. Paddles in, and then put your head down, and then over the waterfall you go. And the first time I did it, I you can't open your eyes. Everybody is underwater, but you don't really know it. You go down and the boat completely disappears, apparently.
Wow.
And then 50% of the time, it does flip. So everybody's out of the boat. Fortunately, the ones that I wasn't in never flipped, thank God. So, yeah, there you are. It's very fun.
And then you just swim to the top and climb back in the boat.
Oh, I guess so, yeah. But only children under the age, I think, of 13 cannot go.
Okay.
But they can be picked up at the bottom of the waterfall. There's a little key there, a little pier there, and you can go. We did that once. I picked up my daughter, who was only 12, and continued on down the river and went over the ripples that were there. It's great fun.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
When your day moves fast, between getting everyone out the door, meal prepping, and trying to find a small moment for yourself, the products you use should make things easier, not harder. That's where Ello comes in. Ello makes thoughtfully designed water bottles, tumblers, and glass food storage containers that fit right into your life, making hydration and storing meals easy, even on your busiest days. Visit elloproducts.com and use code TRYELLO20 for 20% off your first purchase. That's ELLOproducts.com, code TRYELLO20.
Time to go back to school with Famous Footwear.
Why does it always sneak up on us?
It's like when your kid tells you about a bake sale the night before.
Then it's store-bought all the way.
Stores are the best.
Like Famous, with 800 stores, they're always nearby with shoes from the best brands like Jordan, Nike, Adidas, Birkenstock, New Balance, Skechers, and more.
Right now it's BOGO. Buy one pair, get one half off at Famous Footwear. And shop in-store to get $10 to spend this fall. Some exclusions apply.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.